This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
We're back with hour number two of Ron Segi today on this first weekend of November. Can you believe that already? Only two more months to go in this year. Our first guest for the second hour is Tom Clavin, and we're going to go back to the fun days of the cowboy movies and the cowboy shows on television. He's written a book about Wild Bill Hickok. It's fascinating. And I got to tell you, Wild Bill Hickok, for those of you who don't know, was really a character. I mean, he was really a person alive in the Wild West. He was not a fictional character for television. Donald Faison will be here. He's a star of a very popular show on ABC called Emergence. Sarah Brightman, international superstar, the most beautiful voice you ever imagined, she has. She'll be joining us. And from People's Magazine, Investigates, on the Investigative Discovery Channel, Alicia Dennis. And that's coming up this hour with Ron Segi today. Does your car, RV, truck, or boat look faded or perhaps has some minor surface scratches? Painting a vehicle is very expensive and permanent. That's why I recommend SignZoo. SignZoo is the nation's premier vinyl design and wrap company. A 3M vinyl wrap can outlive a painted vehicle by years, and it can be removed at any time without damaging the original finish. Licensed, insured, the best warranty in the business, and over 20 years' experience is just a few reasons to choose SignZoo. Whether a wrap to promote your business or change the color of your car, RV, truck, or boat, a vinyl wrap is less expensive and more versatile than paint. And remember, SignZoo services the country nationwide. For your convenience, visit their website today at SignZoo.com. That's SignZoo.com. And get ready for a brand new look.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Wild Bill Hickok was a lawman and a driver, a marksman, a scout, and a gambler for his trade. In a shootout on the frontier, he made his reputation, his long hair flowing in the cross-border rage.
And we are back live all across the USA and around the world. You're listening to Ron Segi today. Well, if you were like the millions of youngsters, of which I was one back in the late 50s and early 60s, growing up watching all the great TV westerns and wanted to become a cowboy, then you're going to love our next guest. He is a New York Times best-selling author. One of his books was Dodge City. His new book is right here in my hands in hardcover, called Wild Bill, the true story of the American frontier's first gunfighter. Joining us is Tom Clavin. Hi, Tom. Welcome to the show.
How are you doing? Thanks for having me on.
I have fallen into that category of wanting to be a cowboy. And then what made it even worse, Tom, is that I used to go out to Arizona and watch them film the TV shows like Wanted Dead or Alive and all of those shows. It's like the railroad, the romance of the Wild West.
Well, I think we had similar experiences, because I remember as a kid watching Rawhide, Wagon Train, Gunsmoke, Have Gun Will Travel.
Right.
Wanted Dead or Alive and the Death Valley days, and there were all these shows. I mean, that was the time period when, at least on television anyway, the Western was king. And there was a lot of kids like me that wanted to go to the West, have experience with the Wild West, be a cowboy. And, you know, I'm very fortunate that at this point in my life I get to do the next best thing, which is write about it.
Oh, there's no doubt. And again, I was the same way as you were. I just was enamored. I still am. People tell me, I've been in the broadcasting business for over 50 years. People say, what do you want to do? I want to be a cowboy. Okay, but I want to be a gentleman cowboy. I want to stress that very, very clear. Wild Bill Hickok. Now, he was portrayed on television by Guy Madison, was he not?
He was. There was a television show with Guy Madison on Wild Bill, and it was popular for a time. But again, it was during that golden age where it seemed like in Hollywood anyway, the feature film westerns were starting to decline, but they found this the big home for them on television.
I asked Roy Rogers this one time, and this is a real treat. I don't know if you've ever talked to him.
No, not didn't have the privilege.
Oh, boy. I said, let me ask you a question. How do you get on a horse, ride down a dusty road trying to find the bank robber? You find him, you jump off your horse, you grab him, you roll down a hill, and your shirt tails never come out of your pants. How is that even possible? Well, let's talk about Wild Bill Hickok, okay? First of all, this is a gentleman who did a lot of things. He was a Union soldier. He was kind of an early spy, if you will, gathering intelligence. Yep. He was also an entertainer. He became a U.S. Marshal. He was just all-around guy, did everything, and he knew the likes of George Custer and Frank and Jesse James. I mean, he really had a varied life. You don't even know if he was a good guy or a bad guy half the time.
Well, you know, the gunfighter usually has a negative reputation, and Hickok definitely was, you know, was the undefeated gunfighting champ of the American frontier. But he did have a code of honor. You know, he did not seek to have fights. He did not, you know, look forward to the next opportunity to using his gun. But especially as his reputation grew, and we've seen movies and television shows about this, where, you know, he had to wonder about somebody who was going to be younger and faster coming to take his crown, so to speak. So every so often he was pushed into a confrontation, a gunfight he didn't want to have. But if he's going to have it, he was going to shoot the fastest and shoot the straightest.
How did you, Tom, go back and research something that happened 150 years ago? I mean, that's what I found fascinating.
Well, you know, same thing with my book, Dodge City. Fortunately, when you had these towns being founded on the American frontier as we moved farther west, part of establishing those towns, you know, people would build churches, they would build schools, and they would start a newspaper. So, thankfully, and Wild Bill did get around a lot, as you mentioned. He roamed all over the frontier. He got a good amount of newspaper coverage. He was a celebrity in a lot of ways. So when he came to town, people reported on that. The other thing, which is really unusual, is that he liked to write letters. And he was not a formally educated person, but when he originally left his home and his family behind in Illinois, his mother and siblings, and he would write back to Illinois for years, telling them of his experiences and adventures. And then when he fell in love, he and his girlfriend were apart for years before they finally got married, but they would write each other letters. So to find those letters still, some of them still existing in like the Kansas Heritage Center and Buffalo Bill Cody Museum of the West, you really get a flavor for what Bill himself was doing and thinking about it. So I got to include some of that voice in the book.
Now, Wild Bill Hickok, you have to be really good friends with Buffalo Bill Cody. How did that happen?
Well, there's about a 10-year age difference. Buffalo Bill was younger than Wild Bill, and they met on a wagon train expedition one time when Buffalo Bill, who was only then known as Billy Cody, was 11 or 12 years old, and some big bully was about to beat him up and cause him a lot of harm. And Wild Bill Hickok intervened and said, you know, you touch that boy and you won't be sitting down for a month of Sundays. And Buffalo Bill always felt that Wild Bill had saved his life. He got the chance to repay that years later when they were both U.S. Army scouts. But their friendship lasted for as long as Wild Bill was alive, and in fact led to Wild Bill becoming a Broadway star when they were in a play together that was a big hit in New York.
That's unbelievable. And Buffalo Bill went on to be a pretty successful businessman after Wild Bill Hickok passed away. When I first watched TV and you saw all these guys, it was very, very cool. Then you see pictures of them, they look like bums, you know. Wild Bill Hickok, he had a very distinct habit. These guys are out on the range for a long time. He bathed every day, and his handles on his guns were backwards, which I thought was the coolest thing in the world.
Yes, I mean, as you indicated, we, you know, out on the frontier, men can go for weeks without bathing, but Wild Bill is very fastidious about his appearance. He was 6 foot one. He was a tall, rather imposing guy, bathed every day, wore the buckskin, the sombrero, the yellow moccasins. He had his guns on, the handles out, because what he liked to do is the cross draw, and what made him especially effective is that that not only could he draw guns with both hands, but he could shoot equally as well with his left and his right. So he was a very imposing figure. One of the things that prevented more gun battles was because sometimes somebody thought about confronting him, and they said, wait a minute, I'm not going to live very much longer if I confront Wild Bill. Just look at the guy. He looks like he can really handle himself. And he could. He was a real deal.
There was a 1936 movie called The Plainsman, which was a story about Wild Bill, which kind of didn't really portray the love affair that you talk about in the book. He was married. He was only married for 4 months to his wife. He passed away. Of course, he was shot in the head from behind while playing cards, which, by the way, two aces, two eights, and a queen are a dead man's hand as a result of how he died. But then he wasn't buried with his wife. He was buried with Calamity Jane, who some people say he had a daughter with, and they were very close.
Calamity Jane would be the first one to say that. She did meet Wild Bill when he was on his way to Deadwood, and they didn't know each other for basically a couple of months in that summer of 1876 that Wild Bill was killed. But for years afterwards, and Calamity Jane lived to 1903, she claimed that she and Wild Bill had this romance, that they were the love of each other's life. They even had a child together. Her last wish, which was granted, was when she died, she was buried next to Wild Bill. I mean, to this day, if anybody, you go to Deadwood, South Dakota, there they are. Their graves are next to each other, side by side, probably much to Wild Bill's eternal consternation. But the real love of his life was a woman named Agnes Lake, who was a remarkable person, that, you know, an 1800s businesswoman, circus owner. She was the rival of Barnum and Bailey and Ringling Brothers, and a very formidable person. And she's the one that Wild Bill fell in love with. And because of their separate careers, she had a circus to operate that was roaming the country. He was roaming another part of the country. It was years of circling each other before they finally, you know, she decided, I'm going to find him and we're going to get married. And they were. And that would have been, you know, I'm sure a long-lasting relationship, but only a few months later he was killed.
Yeah. Great pictorial tongue in the book also, I might add. James Butler Hickok was Wild Bill. How'd he get his name? There's a story behind that, too, I know.
There is a story. I mean, he was nicknamed Bill because he had a brother, and they called each other Bill. So that sort of stuck. But he was also somebody that he was an abolitionist. He was anti-slavery. But in the first year of the Civil War, he was walking past the saloon. There's a commotion inside. And a bartender who had expressed some support for the Southern cause was being beaten up by six guys. And one thing that Wild Bill did not like for sure was an unfair fight and injustice and bullies. So he went in there with fists flying to support the bartender, get him out of that trouble. And word got around what he had done. And later that day, he was walking down the street, and a woman noticed him and called out to him, "Way to go, Wild Bill." And that name stuck with him for the rest of his life. So he was always known as Wild Bill Hickok. And what a great name for, if you're a Western icon, to be known as Wild Bill.
I tell you something. It was a great book. I want to thank you for doing something for me personally, taking me back to my youth and reminding me why I wanted to be in the Wild West.
That's right.
But the only problem is the Wild West didn't have any radio at that time. I would have been probably the guy who maybe called bingo in the barn on Saturday nights.
Or you would have been the trailblazer.
The trailblazer. You never know. Hey, the book is great. It's penned by our guest, Tom Clavin. It's called Wild Bill, The True Story of the American Frontier's First Gunfighter. Tom, come back anytime. We'll talk about Westerns when we'll compare notes about what we did back in our youth wanting to be cowboys.
That sounds like fun. Thank you.
Thanks, Tom. Wild Bill, The True Story of the Frontier's First Gunfighter, Wild Bill Hickok. And there's more to come with Ron Sedgie today.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Hey guys, it's Sue Cosner, your favorite sexual health expert, with another version of Ask the Pro. This month, I got a letter from Sandy in Seattle about an explosive bedroom secret she and her husband recently discovered. She writes, Dear Sue, my husband and I used to have a great life in the bedroom, but in the last few years, he has struggled. He's tried about everything, but nothing has worked. Then one day he came home and gave me a night I will never forget. He told me about this secret formula, Noxetril, that changed our life in the bedroom once and for all. Wow, Sandy, you beat me to it. I recommend Noxetril to every guy that struggles in the bedroom. It's the only one. Noxetril is all natural and works to increase blood flow fast. It's like that little blue pill on steroids. Noxetril has a special free bottle offer, shipped discreetly to your door.
To find out how to get your bottle of Noxetril, call 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954. Get your free bottle for a limited time. Call now. 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954.
As a mother, you don't want to have to worry about this bill is coming, but then she needs this chemo. That's a decision you shouldn't have to make.
It's a huge burden lifted financially, and so it allows you to give singular focus to your child. I've never known a hospital that takes care of their patients so thoroughly.
That was the first thing I was like, how are we going to do this? When they told us that we didn't have to pay a single bill, I was like, wow, they pretty much have saved us.
It's like the world has been lifted off of your shoulders, and now your focus is supporting this child.
There is not another hospital like St. Jude. The patient care is unmatchable. It saved my life. It saved my daughter's life. It saved our family.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures. Saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Back with Ron Sedgy today, nationwide and around the world. Our next guest has been with us several times in the past. He's quite an actor. He really is. He's starred in a lot of things. His latest is ABC's drama series Emergence, Tuesdays at 10 o'clock Eastern Time on ABC. Joining us right now is our friend, Donald Faison. Hi, Donald. How are you? Welcome back to the show.
Thank you very much. I'm well. Thank you for having me.
Well, we want to talk about the show. There's no doubt about it. But we also want to tell everybody of just some of the things that this man has done in this business, okay? Reoccurring role on Ray Donovan on Showtime. He was, of course, Dr. Turk on Scrubs, huge show. TV Land's hit comedy series, The X's, along with being on scene on Wish I Was Here, The Perfect Match, Skyland, and Remember the Titans and Clueless. Quite a guy. And now the new show, Emergence. When you read this show, what did you think? Because it's got everything that it takes to make a huge hit out of it.
Well, when I read it, I thought, wow, this is completely different than anything that I've done before.
I guess so.
You know, I've done sci-fi, but it was like a sci-fi horror, but it ended with like a true horror film. This was like a sci-fi thriller, and it made you think and... You know, and so when I read the script, I was like, wow, this could be something really different, and it would be a different opportunity for me. I hope they, you know, I hope they want to cast me in it. My agent was like, well, go in on it, read for it, let's see what happens, and I did, and I got it, and here we are, you know. I really enjoyed doing something completely different than comedy.
You know, I don't know if people realize what it takes to interpret on the screen a program, a show, a drama, or a comedy for that matter, but in this particular case, a drama that is, as you said, you know, it's a little confusing at times, and make it work, because that is one heck of a job. I mean, you have nothing really to base it on. If you're going to do a sitcom, you know, it's pretty... cookie-cutter type stuff. You know, a guy walks in the door, hi, Martha, how you doing? The audience laughs, and you go home. But this is altogether different when you're filming it, do you even know where it's going?
You know what? I choose not to know where it's going. When we're filming it, of course, I've read the script, but I choose to, that's as far as I go with it. You know, I read the script, and then we film it. Some of us in the cast know, not me, but some of the other cast members, they know what the end game is and everything. I choose not to know about that. And as far as being confused and stuff like that, yeah, you know, it does get to the point where it's like, wow, this is an hour-long show, and we film it in 9 days. And so sometimes you're like, all right, when does this take place in the show? Mm-hmm. Are we filming, you know, after this, or are we filming before this, or you know what I mean? And so you kind of have to be in a different mindset daily Whereas, you know, and that's the same thing with Scrubs. When we shot Scrubs, that was how we did it, too. It took us 5 days to shoot Scrubs. So we would, you know, certain days we'd be shooting the end. Like, we could shoot the end on a Monday.
Right.
And the beginning on a Friday, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so that was a little different. But doing something like, you're absolutely right, doing something like The X's, which was a sitcom, which was a five-camera sitcom, when you walked on stage, you started from the beginning and you went all the way to the end, from table read to the final show. That's how it always was worked, you know what I mean, even during rehearsal. And so you kind of knew everything that was going to happen by the time you got to taping. This year, you have no idea. It's like, it can be confusing, but it's so much fun, you know what I mean? It's so much, there's something really cool about, you know, just being dramatic all day long, you know what I mean? And then every now and then trying to slip a joke in and either having the producers or the writer say, it's not that type of show, or that actually works, we love it, you know? I'm having the time of my life making this show.
Well, you know, and it makes it easy, too, to be able to have a little bit of input on these things, because when you don't and you got to stick strictly to the script, you know, it becomes a little mundane after a while. But I give you a lot of credit, because shooting an hour show in 9 days is very aggressive. I mean, that's like shooting a movie for all intents and purposes. You add a couple more minutes onto that and you got a movie-length deal. So that's tough. That really is. But I want to make mention of the fact, though, the episodes that are seen on the show can be viewed the very next day on ABC.com, the ABC app, and Hulu. So that's a great feature for it. Donald, I fail to say, for those individuals who may be new to the show, give us a little cliff notes on what the whole premise is. I know because I watched the show, but you would know that. You could explain this better.
It's about a police chief who finds this little girl at the site of a plane crash and takes the girl in. And takes the girl into her family. She's newly divorced. I play her ex-husband. But she brings the girl into her house, and the family starts to notice that there's something different about this girl. This girl can do things that other people can't do, that normal humans can't do. What's going on here? And the police, she goes down the rabbit hole to figure out what this or who this girl is. And we're on episode 5 now, and I don't want to spoil it for anybody.
No.
But there's thrills, and there's chills, and there's, you know, it gets spooky at times, but it always comes back to the family and how this little girl affects the family.
Now, she was the only survivor on this crash, right?
Absolutely. She's not only the only survivor, she doesn't have, like, she doesn't have a scratch on her,
right.
But she can't remember who she is either.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's up to the chief of police to figure that all out.
You kind of come from a personal note from a family of show business. Your mom was a talent agent. You have a brother that also is in the entertainment business. But your father was a building manager. Did you get that gene from your mom?
Mom went to Rutgers for drama, and, you know, one of her college professors was Avery Brooks, who's this amazing actor.
Oh, yeah.
He was on Deep Space Nine. He played the Hawk on, I guess, Vincent for Hire. He's an amazing actor. And so my mom came out of college wanting to be an actor, and it didn't work out for her. But she was a part of this theater. That's where she met my dad. They were both part of this theater. He went on to manage the building at the theater then. But I used to have to go to all of the shows and watch them perform when I was a little kid.
Wow.
And by the time I was 5, I was doing shows at the theater, and I knew I wanted to be an actor.
You got the bug.
Yeah, right away. And it's like golf. You know, you play golf for the first time, and you're like, I don't know. But that one time you hit the ball right, like, I'm stuck. I need to get that again. I need that feeling again. And that was how it was for me with acting.
Well, I'm glad you hit that first ball, because you're very good at what you do.
I appreciate you so much. Thank you.
And the ABC's new drama series is called Emergence. It's Tuesdays at 10 o'clock Eastern on ABC, and it stars our friend Donald Faison. Hey, Donald, always nice talking with you, and look forward to the next time, okay?
Okay, can't wait till next time.
Great. Thanks, Donald.
Later.
Nice man, really, and a talented guy, too, Donald Faison. And again, the show is Emergence, Tuesday nights at 10 on ABC. And there's more to come with Ron Seggi today.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
It takes a lot of courage to face your own death, but I'm glad I finally did. See, I was putting off getting life insurance to protect my family, even though I knew it was important. Then my neighbor's husband died. I watched her struggle emotionally and financially. It really made me face reality. If my husband died, how would I pay the mortgage, the car payments, or keep up the life the kids and I had? I realized I needed to get us life insurance right away. So I called AIG Direct. In less than 5 minutes, I had a quote. I was shocked at how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. I feel so much better knowing my family has protection.
Call AIG Direct right now for a free no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you can save up to 70%. Call now, 1-800-613-2646. That's 1-800-613-2646. 1-800-613-2646.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Leading Democrats were at the annual Liberty and Justice Celebration in Iowa on Friday. Former Vice President Joe Biden says there are two presidents who don't want him to win in 2020.
Number one is that Vladimir Putin doesn't want me to be president. And number two, Donald Trump doesn't want me to be the nominee.
Yet another Democrat has dropped out of the presidential race.
Oh, did you hear? Beto, did you hear? Beto.
At a rally in Tupelo, Mississippi, the president mocked the former Texas congressman.
He came out of Texas, a very hot political property, and he went back as cold as you can be. So, he was a nasty guy.
This is USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
we're back live all across the USA and around the world. It's Ron Sedgie today, and that is one of the most beautiful voices in our business today. This is a voice from heaven, part of a brand new CD out right now called Him. Joining us right now, Sarah Brightman. Hi, Sarah. How are you?
I'm well, and yourself?
I'm doing marvelous now that you are here. And I meant what I said. You, by far, have the most beautiful soprano voice. It comes from heaven. I don't know how you got it, but, boy, you got to thank the heavens above because it is sensational.
Believe me, I do thank the heavens above. I mean, I've had a wonderful career, and I feel very grateful and lucky for it, actually. I know it's a lot of hard work, but that doesn't matter because there's always a beautiful result in that I seem to be making people happy. So I feel good.
Well, you should feel good, and we thank you for feeling good because you're making us feel good. Now, before we start talking about the new CD, which I'm fascinated with, Sarah works so hard. She started a South American, Mexico, and Puerto Rican tour in November, and that it ends on January 26th. Then on January 30th, a North American tour that takes her all the way through March. And these are like a day apart. How do you do this, Sarah?
Between my tours, I have a lot of time in between. Sometimes, you know, I don't tour for about 4 years. In that time, I'm able to obviously do my work on my next album and do a little bit of promotion. But the thing that I have most is time to actually work on my voice with different vocal teachers. At the end of the day, apart from the metaphysical, the heavenly part of the voice, there's the physical part of it, the voice.
Sure.
It is a muscle. The only way I can put it is if somebody works really, really hard in the gym with trainers, continually working on something physically, obviously at the end of that, they're going to be quite powerful and they're going to be able to sort of go and run a marathon or do whatever they're doing. Well, it's a little bit like that with a voice. So I have that time in between to become vocally powerful, very strong, know exactly what I'm doing with the music that I'm going to sing for so many concerts. So that's kind of how it works, why you design the strength for it. Afterwards, I'm a mess for a while, and it takes me a long time to sort of recuperate, but it's the only way I can do it, really, to get out and perform for people in that way.
Whatever you're doing, boy, don't stop doing it. Now, this new CD, Him, this is an amazing look at this new station in life for you. This has no traditional religious songs, has very uplifting songs, and took 2 years to record. You did this in Hamburg, Miami, London, Vancouver, Los Angeles, New York, and Budapest. Why did it take all those cities to put together this great piece of art?
Because I was working on lots of different things at that time, and I was working with some different vocal trainers, and so they were dotted in different parts of the world, and other things that were coming into my life. So actually, I sort of looked at the positive, because sometimes travel isn't so great for the voice, and actually doing it in different places, I actually added different textures to the song, in that, for example, there's one piece, I think it's Better as One Day, that I recorded with two choirs. One was a Christian choir in Los Angeles, and the other one was a very kind of British choir that I worked with in Abbey Road. We mixed the two kind of types and textured voices together, and it actually made a very interesting sound, because both choirs had a totally different sound.
Yeah.
So that in itself made the album actually more interesting. As I said, there were lots of different reasons why I needed to travel at that time, but in the end, it actually was a good thing for the album.
Tell us how the collaboration between you and Frank Peterson came about on this, because you had kind of laid back a little bit, and he wanted to really coach you into doing this. Tell us how that all came about, Sarah.
I'd come off the out of the space program. I was in the middle of Russia training to be a cosmonaut for a long time, and I'd sort of been in and out of the training for about, I don't know, probably about 4 years, and I decided to come out of it for all sorts of reasons, and I needed to collect myself and get myself back into the world, get myself back into being Sarah Brightman, the singer, and I found a little house on a beach in a hot place and to go and stay in and get myself together, and I asked an opera singer friend who's also a vocal coach if he'd come and work with me, which he did, and for many months we just worked on my voice, on music, on getting everything back into running again. And Frank called me, my producer, and said, you know, I do think that you need to start recording again and doing things. You're in a good place, And he said, what do you want to do? And I said, I want to work with human beings' voices, lots of them, not just mine. So we started working on researching all the choir songs and choirs and what my voice, how my voice would fit into various pieces that had been worked, that worked for choirs and instrumental pieces. And after 2 years of research, we came up with the sort of songs and the ideas for him and just started to work. So that's why it took a while to do the album. And it was a different way of working for me. But it was actually a very, very beautiful journey, because I experienced lots of things through the research and found out stuff I didn't know. And it resulted actually in a very, very positive piece of work, not only in listening to the album, but the tour. I've just done the South American part of the tour, and the audiences are rocking in there. They just are going crazy about the look of this, the sound of my voice, everything that's happening in there. So I'm really, really looking forward to getting to North America and doing this, because I think audiences are going to enjoy it.
I tell you, you do a lot of dates here where we originate our show in Orlando, and I'm going to be at several of them. Now, you brought up a subject here that was very interesting to me about wanting to be launched on a future orbital spaceflight at the International Space Station. Now, as I mentioned in the beginning, you have a voice from heaven. Apparently, you're getting want to get closer to it to see where it actually... How did you get interested in that, Sarah? I mean, that is so diverse from what you are known for and your talent.
Well, I was a child of the 60s, and, you know, when you're like sort of 8 years old and you're watching the first man land on the moon on your TV set, it opened up all sorts of possibilities in my little brain at that time. And I started to concentrate more on my work, my dancing, my singing, all the things that I was doing there, because I kind of understood from it, and what I took from it is that actually you can be brought up in a little town outside of London, and the perspectives are nice, but you don't quite know where anything's going to take you. Suddenly I thought, actually, I can do anything. These people, they've managed to do that. They've managed to get, a craft to the moon and human beings. So we can all do wonderful things in life. So it changed my perspective on things. From that time, I did have a complete fascination for space. I didn't necessarily want to go there because I didn't know that one ever could, really. But the opportunity came up much later in life. And I went for all the exams and tests, half thinking, oh, I'm never going to get through this. I'm not that great at math, and I won't be physically strong enough, mentally strong enough. And I passed everything with sort of really high marks. So I thought, well, there's something in this. So I went further and further until I found myself training as a cosmonaut and getting through all my tests again. So I was obviously a natural at it. It was a kind of a little bit of fate there, fascination, a little bit of need, a mixture of things that I ended up in that position.
You are such a talented lady, Sarah. I really mean this. The new album is out right now, Him, and we can go to your website and check all the dates that you're going to be now in North America starting on the 30th of January, right?
Yes, that's right.
Sarah, this has been a real treat for us. You are a talented director.
Oh, that's lovely of you. Thank you.
Really, it's really. And Time to Say Goodbye is a tearjerker that I could listen. I listened to it before we went on the air. What a gorgeous song. And you are a gorgeous and talented lady. And please come back and join us again.
I will. And that was a lovely interview. Thank you so much for asking me lovely questions.
And I hope that when you're in Orlando, I'll come backstage and say hello to you.
Please do that.
Okay. Thanks, Sarah.
Thank
you so much. What a talent. Sarah Brightman. Her new CD is out right now, Him. And there's more to come with Ron Seggi today.
Mother, you don't want to have to worry about this bill is coming, but then she needs this chemo. That's a decision you shouldn't have to make.
It's a huge burden lifted financially, and so it allows you to give singular focus to your child. I've never known a hospital that takes care of their patients so thoroughly.
That was the first thing. I was like, how are we going to do this? When they told us that we didn't have to pay a single bill, I was like, wow. They pretty much have saved us.
It's like the world has been lifted off of your shoulders, and now your focus is supporting this child.
There is not another hospital like St. Jude. The patient care is unmatchable. It saved my life. It saved my daughter's life. It saved our family.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures. Saving children. Learn more at St.
Dan Perkins here with your songs and stories for soldiers. Veterans tip of the day. Did you know that perhaps as many as 50,000 disabled veterans have student loan debt? Are you one of them? Did you know that the president has issued an order not only to forgive the debt, but wants to make it easier and quicker and get it done now? So here's your veterans tip of the day. If you are disabled and you went to college, first of all, you are my hero. If you have been struggling with making the loan payments, you might be eligible to have your loans be forgiven, and there will be no federal income tax liability for the forgiven loan amounts. Contact your local VA center or go to va.gov for more information on how you can get this student loan paid in full. You had the courage to get an education. Paying off your loans is just another way for us to say thank you for your service. This has been Dan Perkins with your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
The world, you are listening to Ron Segi today. Our next guest has been with us several times in the past, and she's quite a lady. She's the senior editor of People's, and she is embarking on yet another season on Investigation Discovery of People Magazine Investigates, coming up Monday, this Monday, at 10 o'clock Eastern, 9 o'clock Central Time. Joining us right now is Alicia Dennis. Hi, Alicia. Welcome back to the show. Nice to have you here.
Oh, it's great to be here. Thank you.
Congratulations on the debut of yet another season on Monday. That's pretty cool. I'm sure that everybody, including yourself, were very excited about that.
We're really excited. It's definitely a culmination of a lot of work, many hours of investigation and talking to sources and finding archival footage. And I think that people are really going to be intrigued by the varied cases that are in this season.
Now, how do you choose the cases before we talk about any particular one? What was the spark that makes you say, ah, I think that one would be great for the viewers?
Well, that's such a great question, and let me tell you, it's not easy. There's a lot of people that get in a lot of rooms multiple times to discuss the different cases that we're going to feature. We look at what sources we we have speaking to us what family members want to come forward, what police officers and authorities are involved, and what information we have. And we also try to make sure that we have a variety of different types of cases, things that are open, things that are closed. And so it takes a long time to do it, and we inevitably have cases that fall out of a season that we hope we will be able to explore in yet another season. So it's very difficult to narrow it down.
Now, there's 12 new episodes. One would think that's a lot, but really when you come right down to it, when you think of all the crime that is in the United States, that's just the tip of the iceberg. And you bring up a good point when you say developing factors. If you did a story that, let's say, is going to be the third episode and things change, what do you do to change that?
We go in as quickly as we can and update that episode right away. And we find that, you know, even in the pieces that we're doing in the magazine, there are certain cases that have the element, almost all cases have an element of breaking news possibility to them. So we try to say, you know, at press time, this is everything we knew. And if there's something new that we have found out, we are going to update that so that you have the very latest.
Is there any time frame, Alicia, that you buy to? Because if you go back too far, maybe it's cold. I mean, I know you and I had chatted before about a case that I was going to have you look into that goes back to 1982 or 83. Is there ever a time when it says, hey, it's just too far back?
I don't think so, because I think that as we're seeing, and you've seen this, it's remarkable how cold cases can still be solved,
right?
Even ones that are as cold as that there will be some little new piece of information that someone thought wasn't important all those years ago, or some, you know, secret that has been haunting someone for all these years that finally they're ready to say, or, you know, some other lead that had proven not fruitful before that all of a sudden does. I think it's always possible to solve these cases even when they're that cold.
Mm-hmm. The reason I ask that is that just recently in the Orlando area, there was a gentleman who was arrested, I think, for rape back in like 1977. I mean, that's a long time. But the latest developments in DNA and so on and so forth made it possible for this fellow finally to come to justice. Now, let's talk about the premiere coming up here on Monday, all right? This is a very, I hate to say it, of late, kind of a, I don't want to say a common thing, but certainly you see it more than you don't want to see it. You got two high school girls that go to Kickapoo High School in Springfield, Missouri, and they receive their high school diplomas, they're new graduates, and they go out and celebrate with their peers at a bunch of graduation parties. The evening festivities come to an end. They go to one of the girls' houses to spend the night, and the next morning, not only the two teenagers are gone, but one of the teenagers' mother is missing. What do you do in a situation like that?
Yeah, this is such a baffling and mysterious case. This is this happened on June 6th of 1992, and just as you say, this seems like, you know, a completely normal occurrence. The girls are out celebrating. They come home to spend the night. The mom is there. Everything's fine. Now, remember in 92, this is before we have cell phones where we're able to, you know, see where we are all the time and be in constant communication with each other. So the next morning when the girls were supposed to go to a water park with some of their friends, and they never called their friends on the landline, the friends go over to the house to see what's occurred and find a very eerily quiet house. There's no sign of struggle inside. The women's purses are all there. The car's still in the driveway. Their personal belongings are all inside. So the feeling is, what anyone else would feel is like, oh, well, I guess they've gone somewhere else, and they'll be back soon, and we just must have mistaken what plans, right? And it's not until hours later when more and more people come that people begin to realize, wait a minute, something's not right here. And it's many hours later before the police are called, and now they're walking into a crime scene that no one had any idea was a crime scene. It's a very difficult case, and one that police still are investigating to this day. They get several leads a week on this case. It's one where the family obviously is desperate for any kind of resolution and answer.
So I'm assuming as we speak at this hour, this has not been resolved yet.
It has not. This is an open case. We have a story about this case in the November 4th issue of People that's been on stands, and this is going to be the case that we're featuring in our premiere episode of People Magazine Investigates. And I think as people hopefully look at the show and that things may jog their memory, story, maybe there's something that will come forward that will help resolve it. But there's different suspects and people that have been questioned that I think will be intriguing to viewers.
Alicia, are all the stories in the 12 episodes of the new season starting Monday, do they go into print with People's Magazine too?
Not all of them. Many of them, well, actually, let me just back that up a little bit. All the stories that are in People Magazine Investigates on the show have either been in the magazine or are going to be in the magazine at the same time as the show. We work very carefully to make sure that the investigations are in sync.
Great. Well, good luck with the new season. We still got to get together so I can tell you a story that I'm familiar with, I think, that you might be interested in. So we got to do that. But again, on Monday now, this coming Monday, November 4th, it's the premiere of Investigation Discovery's People Magazine Investigates, a fascinating show. It's at 10 o'clock Eastern, 9 Central Time on the Investigation Discovery Channel. And our guest has been the senior editor of People's, our friend Alicia Dennis. Alicia, thank you so much for joining us. It's an intriguing show and one that I know brings in a lot of viewers because everybody has kind of a tendency to be attracted to these kind of things, hopefully waiting for a happy ending, but not always getting one.
Yeah, I think people are definitely intrigued and want to sometimes help solve mysteries.
Yeah, there you go. Alicia, thanks for joining us. We'll be watching, okay?
Thank you so much for having me.
Alicia Dennis has been our guest, and again, it's People Magazine Investigates on Investigation Discovery, premiering this Monday. And there's more to come with Ron Segi today.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hi, this is George Norrie. I'll be in the Chicago area October 25th and 26th for the Health Freedom Expo. It's going to be an incredible weekend of lectures, workshops, and exhibits with leading experts and the newest products in natural and alternative medicine. Joint speakers Jeffrey Smith, Lisa Oz, Patch Adams, Ocean Robbins, and Doc Wallach. And get your tickets today at TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com. You have a right to a naturally vibrant and healthy life. That's TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com or call 1-888-658-3976.
Advantage of one of the most valuable assets to advertise? Your company vehicles? Well, if not, you should. The least expensive way of promoting your business is with SignZoo, the full-service graphic professionals. From design to installation, your vehicles will shine with your logo, services, phone number, website information, and more as it goes down the road. And we aren't talking about paint. We're talking about the latest, most popular, inexpensive, and easily changeable graphic wraps. Why go through the expense of painting your message when SignZoo can wrap it? SignZoo's licensed, insured, and professional graphic designers service the country nationwide, and their warranty is the best in the industry. Your entire vehicle becomes the most effective form of outdoor advertising. Cars, trucks, buses, boats, SignZoo can wrap them all, and 100% satisfaction is guaranteed. Visit their website today at SignZoo.com. That's SignZoo.com, the leader in vehicle advertising and color changes for over two decades. That's going to wrap things up with Ron Segi today on this first weekend of November. I want to thank our guests for being with us, former White House Press Secretary Sean Spicer, Josh Gates, Jeff Abraham, who's penned a book called The Show Won't Go On, and Courtney Thomasma and Susan Kuznicka from a new cable channel called Wonderstruck. Also want to thank author Tom Clavin, who's penned a book about Wild Bill Hickok, Donald Faison, one of the stars of Emergence on ABC, beautiful international superstar with a gorgeous voice, Sarah Brightman, and Alicia Dennis from People Magazine Investigates. Well, we'll be looking for your company come next week when we're going to do it again, live all across the USA and around the world with Ron Segi today. Till then, I'm Ron Segi, hoping that you have blue skies and green lights.